Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Now the show has started. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. We could get straight in. So it's Tuesday Club.
Yeah.
And Tuesday Club is a little bit more spiritual, a little bit calmer.
We ponder the meaning of life.
We get in there. And we haven't got any guests tonight, so you're welcome to. I mean, you can call in about anything, but you know the vibe. 0203-286-6370. And I cannot stress enough, you can call in or Skype on TLNA at any point. Well, if we're talking and if I see it, we'll go to you. And if I don't see it, we'll call you back. So call us anytime. But we came up with an idea to improve your lives, which we'll tell you in a second. Hello,
hello.
Caller. Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes?
I can't... Right, I might phone in for the most stupidest reason ever.
Beautiful. I bet it isn't. I bet we've had stupider.
So, I'm digging myself into a massive hole.
Gonna need a little bit more than that.
Yeah. On like career paths.
Okay.
So I want to be a TV presenter, but then I want to be an actor and a performer at the same time.
Yeah.
And I can't decide what one is better and what one I would enjoy better.
Why does it have to be one or the other?
Well, because I like performing, but then I also would like to interview people and that as well of TV presenting.
Okay. There are some... I was a TV presenter. I wanted to be an actor. I became a TV presenter. And then I appeared in a movie and I appeared in a not very successful or very good television comedy series. So I did both.
Because I wasn't sure if you could do both. I thought you can only do one.
Why?
I'm not sure, because I was like, I know like with acting and that, you have to do auditions and all that.
Yeah. And you're the same with TV presenting, you have to do auditions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's slightly trickier because this country likes to pigeonhole you as one thing. But may I mention the name Mr. Bradley Walsh?
Yep, I know who he is.
Yeah, he hosts The Chase. He's a presenter. And he's in Doctor Who, and he's been in Coronation Street. He does both.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot he was in Coronation Street.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, but it can happen. And one might have higher profile than the other. You might be acting on, you might be presenting on TV and then acting in little fringy things or vice versa. But I would say... You sound like a young person. I would say, fire your shots as wide as you can and see which ones take first.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no guarantee of either taking, really. But why do you think you're digging yourself in a hole?
No, it's that way, like, you know, like, you're like, should I do TV? Should I not do TV? In that kind of way.
What I did was I kept going for auditions for acting and for presenting and all kinds of stuff, and then I ended up getting a presenting job, and then I kind of slotted into that career. You go for all of it,
yes, until one takes.
Yeah, until one takes off.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's that problem solved. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel better actually. Talking to someone that actually know, I've done TV and acting as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good. Well, fingers crossed. Let us know how it goes.
Yep, I will do.
All right. Cheers. Bye bye. There you go. We sorted that out.
Yeah.
Sorted.
You don't really have to make decisions when it comes to things like that, do you? Just have a go.
Just have a go. So, what is this new thing that we've got that's going to improve your lives?
Well, looking across the broad spectrum of what's on offer on television, radio, all that sort of stuff, there's no one really taking responsibility for your futures. And, it's a big responsibility. It's a big job. You don't want to give it to just anybody. It's got to be someone who has wisdom and experience. Or alternatively, my 9-year-old.
Now,
who is weird.
She has been going over some of your problems today, and I was going to set these to images. We don't have images. It's audio only, but I didn't. So should we just play one?
Well, first of all, the first one has got a video with it.
But have I got to sync them up?
No.
Okay.
So play the video first, which I've sent you there. It's called Help.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, I'm not on that computer. I'm on this computer. Okie dokie.
It's only got...
Hello, little weirdo.
Okay, all right.
She's talking to my pride and joy there. It's fine, she is a weirdo. So this is Amy, and Amy has a problem. She's got two, actually, but you only hear one because the sound goes halfway through.
Well, it's Amy's problem. All right, so let's have a look at... This is Amy's problem, okay.
Hello, little weirdo.
Rude.
Two things. First one, my hair. So the bottle said hot purple. As you can see, it's definitely not.
No.
However, the kids these days tell me this is kind of like mermaid Elsa hair.
Oh.
Anyways, I can't get it out. I've tried Fairy Up and Head and Shoulders.
Fairy Up?
And everything Fairy that Google suggested, the colour's not shifting. So what do you think I should do? Should I keep it? Should I put another colour on top? I'd love to know what your thoughts are. And
it's next
all working.
One. This one
didn't
work. I've
been single for 5 years. Help her go out. What can I do?
Okay.
Right. Well, we didn't hear the second one. I'll put that to her tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So we have an answer to the first one.
Yeah.
Doing. Let me just find where that folder's gone. So, all right. So this is
Amy's hair.
Litland's thoughts on Amy's hair. Here we go.
It was nice, it did look like Mermaid Elsa, but she should watch Brad Mondo so he can teach her how to get it out. Brad Mondo is a dude on YouTube who is a hairstylist, and he watches people mess up their hair, and he helps you with your hair, And he has helped people with way more of a horrible mess of hair than you. Because there was a lady and her hair was completely falling off because she bleached it so much. Okay, next question.
Okay, so she's saying go to Brad Mondo.
Have a look at Brad Mondo.
Amy, have a little look at Brad Mondo. Who is Brad Mondo?
Oh, Brad Mondo's brilliant.
I don't know.
He's one of my favourites on YouTube. Well, have a look.
Let's go. Thank you for that, Amy. If you've got any other questions, we got more for tonight. You can email latenightalternative@gmail.com. Obviously, we can't do those tonight, but if you want to type something... Or if you want to film something, and we'll try this every Tuesday, until someone dies, because of the advice. Oh, I need that because that's how to crack my back. Oh, we'll do that later. So we want Brad Mondo.
Oh, I love Brad Mondo so much.
Brad Mondo, is he like Jackson Galaxy?
Yeah, but hair.
Okay. So we want Brad Mondo. Here we go. The easiest and most effective way.
Oh, boom. Straight away, Amy.
Here we go. We're in. Who's Jackson Galaxy?
Hi, beautiful. Today, we're doing some color remover things. I've never been this excited about color remover in my life. We're going to be testing four different formulas, all very different from each other, to see which one...
J'aime drama. That means my name is drama.
Well, no, it doesn't. It
means my name is drama. No, it means I live in drama. Sorry, it means I live in drama.
One lightens the hair the best and is the most effective way of getting color out of your hair. I want to...
Here's what we need to do, and we're going to do it. This is what we're going to do tonight. And I can never be bothered, right? I wish there was a program that would do this for you. What these people do, when I say these people, I mean YouTubers, all right? Is they cut out all the silences. Right, so watch this. There's no silences.
Life, we're going to be testing four different formulas, all very different from each other, to see which one lightens the hair.
Why would you cut out? We're going to try four different formulas to see... which one's the best? Why would you cut out that? We're going to try four different formulas to see which one's the best. Why would you? That's a lot of work.
Best.
Don't question Brad Mondo. He's the master.
Most effective way of getting color out of your hair. I want to see how good these color movers remove my own hair color, X Mondo color, from the hair. I know some of you guys are wondering how easy it is to remove or what it looks like when it's removed. So I'll be sharing with you today the results that I get.
Right. So go and watch him, Amy. We can't help you anymore with that, I'm afraid.
He's
You're
good.
On your own.
He's good.
But we... I want to make a video of us and cut... Is there like an app? Can you just have an app that just cuts out silences?
There must be.
There must be. Because I want to... I mean, you can do it visually. I want to make a video...
Oh, God, what was that?
Here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So we need to make a video that's 60 seconds long
uh-huh.
for the trailer. You can have a trailer. Let me get this. This is getting in my way and it's pulling my headpiece out. Goodbye. Go and sit on that, Katz. Are you going, Geoff, as well? There's a loose connection there.
That was me.
There's a loose connection somewhere and I can't. Can you hear it or is it gone?
Yeah, I can hear.
Right, I've gone. Where have I gone? Why have I got a loose connection somewhere? One of these is not working.
Right, well, I can hear a little hiss.
No, you can't hear anything now because I've done that. Right, so there's a loose connection there.
No, I don't hear.
No, I know because you're not plugged in. There we go. I've got a loose connection on mine on this side. Why is that? That's in there. Look. Yeah, bugger. All right. We'll have to see how that goes. So I want to... we're going to make a 60-second trailer for this channel. I've got to get this fixed first. Hang on. It's just if nobody moves, it might work. No, this is buggered, sorry. And I kind of need this to not be buggered. Why is that? There's a loose connection in there. But there's nothing we can do. I haven't got another, adapter. Have I got another adapter? Another splitter? No, I'm going to have to. Sorry. Sorry, guys. So I'm going to need to buy one. Listen, get me buy one, because then we got one for tomorrow. Because my headphones keep cutting in and out. Yours are working fine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Metals. Let me just... It's going to be one of those shows tonight, guys.
Anyway, Brad Bondo's hair is normally a beautiful blonde colour, but he's launched his own hair colours at the moment, which is why he's got blue hair.
Okay. Blue hair's good. I've got blue hair dye upstairs if we need it. Your orders, please. I'm going to call that a splitter. Sorry, guys.
Alistair is suggesting we put spittle on the plug. It will improve the connection.
It's not the connection. It's not the connection that is doing
it. It's inside the lead.
I'm afraid. So I want... what do I want? Sorry, guys. This is so much fun for you, isn't it? I'm going to get one of you. That'll do it. So, we're going to film a trailer, and then we're going to edit out all of the stuff. Right? This is, right. And we're going to do it on the stream. Right. So it needs to, can't be any longer than 60 seconds. Where's the? There we go. Hello, everybody. This is Ian Lee from the Late Night Alternative, and you are watching a trailer. And I will cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. That's definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is making a trailer so you know what's coming up on the show.
Christmas may have happened by the time we put this up, so let's forget that.
How can we forget Christmas? When? What? When was Christmas? Huh?
That's long enough. I think that was a bit shit. Right.
You think it was? I thought that was great.
Now I need to plug.
Oh, yeah. He's not playing.
They're closing down. Are they closing down Periscope? Someone is saying in the chat. Is Perry going?
Well, that's a real shame.
We were good on Perry. We owned Perry. Bear with me, guys. I can't move because I'll lose the connection.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more of those from Little and to play.
Yeah, we have got loads.
At some point. Bear with.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Amy, give us the meat. Chat, there are lots of amateur hairdressers giving
Ray Mondo.
You advice. Go to Brad Mondo.
Brad Mondo.
He's not playing games. He knows. He's seen it all. He knows what you did wrong in the first place. He can help you out with that in the future. But in the meantime, if you want to get the colour out, don't listen to any of these amateurs, because...
I mean, my advice, frankly, would be... dye it black.
No, you can't.
What do you mean can't?
Because I've watched Brad Mondo. You can't just dye it black over the top of that. That's going to go a weird colour. That's going to go a weird colour. And she's blonde anyway, so...
she'll dye it black.
No, she'll go orange.
Well... I would suggest dye it black.
No, well, don't listen.
Dye it black. Look at my hair. Do you know what I mean? Don't be a twat. Dye it black.
Yeah. Listen to the 9-year-old. She knows.
I know Twitch Sings is going. I deleted Twitch Sings. Periscope is going.
Why is Twitch Sings going? Because of copyright?
No, I just think it's a bit shit.
Oh.
Right. Now we're going to... we're going to download this.
All right, groovy.
This is all right to do, isn't it?
Oh, why not? It's Twitch. There's someone picking the toenails on Twitch somewhere.
Basically, you're watching us create...
There are like 3 million people on Twitch. You know that? 3 million.
The alias you set this command to be of, itip, hashtag, apostrophe tip, doesn't exist. I think I did that, but I don't know...
why. What this means.
We've got 700 people watching this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ah, you idiots.
No, come on.
You suckers. Right, so now what we do is we're going to open up. We're going to edit this. You're going to see us edit. You can still call it. It's your fault. If you don't call us, then what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do?
We're supposed to entertain. I think that's the idea.
Well, they should call us then. Isn't it? Periscope's closing.
Gosh, the app will. Does that mean it'll still be on?
No, it means Periscope will be going.
Oh.
That's a shame. I like Periscope. I mean, I haven't watched it for ages. Periscope love bombs.
Is that because Twitter, now you can
Twitch.
Do everything that...
Twitch.
Mm. Yeah, but isn't it owned by Twitter, Periscope?
I don't know where the alias is, Matty. Lucia. Doesn't work. Oh, we missed a phone call. Right, you get this. You talk to Alistair.
Alistair.
Well, hang on, I've got to call him, Catherine. And I'll get Vegas up and I'll do some editing. Gonna do some editing, guys. Oh, Jesus. Activate with the serial number.
Come on, Alistair. Pick up the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Alistair. What's going on?
How is it going? Well, I can see how it's going. It's good. It's great.
It's super smashing great.
What are you doing?
Super. Super. I'll just turn the sound off the stream. Yep. I had me Skype camera ready and waiting. I wanted you to see my I've got some cabinet lights all around the room. I've made myself up my own little cinema world to try and get away from reality.
Okay.
All right, well, show us then.
Well, I'm on my...
I'll Skype him.
I was about to say there was a problem with the means of communication because...
Right. I don't know if you can... Yeah.
Here we go.
Right. Can you see me?
Yes, I can see you.
Right. So, can you see anything?
Oh, I can see you've got stairs. I don't know why that surprises me.
Oh, yeah, he's got those lights attached to the wall. Oh, they... Yeah. Right, yeah. Got you.
What's he got?
Those lights.
Well, what are they?
The ones he can push on and off, is it?
Why has he done that?
Because he's trying to make it nice.
Well, he's failed.
Oh, come on.
No, it looks nice. They're easier. Imagine, remember the old days when, like, lighting and stuff was a real faff to do?
Candles.
The vandals took the candles and the handles, isn't it?
Also, I can operate them with a remote control.
What?
It's even better. So, you know, I'm happy. But so I've got a review for you, Ian tonight. The full review. I've seen the full Tenet film right through in one sitting. And can I just say, I'm not happy.
Oh, yes, man.
Now, I do like Christopher Nolan films generally.
Yes.
But I think he's been thinking about this far too long.
He's been in lockdown, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he actually researches his subjects for years, apparently, before he commits to writing scripts about them and stuff.
That's what he says.
Now, the problem is here is that visually, as usual, it's stunning.
Yeah. You'd expect nothing less.
The ideas are fun and interesting, but it's too much of a mess. You know, when it comes to it, it's too much of a mess. It's actually confusing to watch, too confusing. Maybe, I mean, call me a simpleton.
Oh, but, simpleton. Don't tempt me, because I will.
So, it was all right. I'm not saying it's a bad film. I'm just saying it's
too much farting about.
And in terms of, like, you know, I don't know what instructions he gave to the actors. But he must have said, please make sure when you deliver your lines, please show nil personality whatsoever.
Whoa, dude! Alistair!
Because, you know, I'm thinking about the scene early on when he sees that scientist who explains kind of some of the weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it looks like that she's, you know, sitting at McDonald's really bored with life.
Oh.
So, anyway... But apart from that, you know, it's a good way to spend 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Oh, Hits Dan says it's just too complicated for the sake of being smart. Most of it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Sorry. Most of it doesn't help the story or add to the movie. I hated it. He goes further than you. He hated it.
I enjoyed it.
No, I hate very few films completely. I mean, there's always something that you can take from a film. But, yeah. Maybe I've not seen the Cats film. If I'd seen the Cats film, I would have hated that probably.
No.
We tried that, didn't we? And we've got quite a high CAC allowance.
Yeah.
I was going to say threshold. There is no threshold. We quite like absolute shit.
The joke was funny for 10 minutes.
And then it was just...
Yeah.
No, I couldn't.
Wasn't happening. It's not good.
Was that this year, the Cats film?
Last year, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so film of the year, I'm going to have to think about that. And then I'll ring in with that maybe on New Year's Eve party.
Well, all right.
Film of the year.
We look forward to that, Alistair. Thanking you very much for your time and your lights and your review.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. I can't get... I think my computer's gone a little bit wonky.
Oh, no, not again, no.
Yeah, mate, so I can't do what I wanted to do. Because it's got a little bit wonky again, so I can't do...
Gosh, apparently Cats was better than Tenet.
No, shut up, man. Tenet was good. I enjoyed it. You just don't, you know, I enjoyed Tenet. It's because you had to think about it. It wasn't a film where you could turn off your mind, relax, and then float downstream. You had to be present for the whole goddamn thing. That's what you had to do. And, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was hard work, but it was enjoyable, I would say. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I may have to reboot. I may not have to reboot.
This computer.
It's not this computer. I think this is me being a knobber this time. Why don't you take this call?
Will he be able to hear us this time? Hello, Max.
It's the Reverend Wilby gone.
Well, you managed to get a computer to work, Max.
I've just got out of the meeting room.
It's nice to see and indeed hear you at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're all right. We're all right.
Yeah. Thought you were a bit mizzy last night, you two.
Mizzy, I thought last night was quite upbeat, wasn't it, with the Spanish juice?
I don't know.
No, you're very reflective.
Life. It's life. It's what it's about.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Go on.
You're building a brand. I think it's going brilliantly. Yeah, I do. And perhaps I'm of more of an age where I can... Say more sort of father stuff to you too, like I do to my kids. In these times, you just got to take 1 month at a time. There's another paycheck. I'm keeping, etc. And it'll come out. And I used to be responsible for about 1,000. Self-employed people, and I used to say to them, you know, for the first 2 years, the difference between self-employment and unemployment is a little bit of spelling. But after the first 2 years, you actually got the hang of it, and you won't go back. You're building a brand. I think you're doing brilliantly.
Thank you,
but
Max.
That's my opinion.
Thank you, Max. And it is, you know, I tweeted today. We've kind of got we've put our electronic hat out if people want to tip us, and I'm doing it and not being embarrassed to do it, because a few people go, oh, you're just begging. Well, actually, we're not. This is our job. And this is also actually a new way of being paid, is by going, hello, I'm doing this. Give what you think it's worth. If you can, don't worry if not. And there are 20-year-olds that are doing this who have never known any different. And then there are people who are approaching 50 who go, well, this doesn't feel right, because I'm not sending an invoice at the end of every... But it's just a new way of doing it, you know. Yeah. Be more Janelle, says Dave, and you're right.
Yeah, I totally agree. In fact, I nearly, a little while ago, I nearly came through to you guys and said, you know, there are models out there that you need to find a way of how, and, you know, don't apologise for it. It's the way that the world works. Look, yes, if people want to, they do, and if they don't, then that's cool too. But, you know, the first... if I may be able to sort of give you some lessons in this stuff. The first lesson is, if you don't value yourself, then don't expect other people to.
Yeah.
And you know, and I mean that genuinely, because, you know, you provide fantastic entertainment. I mean, you really do.
Thank you. That's really kind. Thanks, Max.
When our contributors can get their technology to work, you're right. We do provide fantastic entertainment.
I actually sussed out what happened.
Go on.
Because in that meeting room, I was virtually the last in, and there was a whole list of telephone numbers that I could join in front. Well, I didn't know which yours was.
Right.
But a lady from Belgium, I think, came in just after me, and I think she hit my number. Because we could speak to each other all the time, but I couldn't get through the meeting room.
Look,
I couldn't stop laughing.
As long as you had a good time.
I had a wonderful time. And the people who were able to be in the room, etc. I mean, weren't they brilliant? The dressing up, the everything. So, and I think that if I may blow smoke or whatever you call it.
Right up there.
The fact that you can get so many people to follow you from platform to platform and actually be just as committed, not quite as committed to your success as you are, obviously, but really concerned with that, I just think speaks volumes. Guys, you are building a brand.
What is that behind you over your left shoulder on a shelf, that black thing with a gold dial, the other left?
Next to the radiator.
I haven't got a radiator.
You have.
What's that?
You've got a radiator.
I haven't got...
Yes, you have. No. You've got a vertical radiator.
No, other side of the door frame. Is that a door?
Others to your left. The left. The left. No.
This way.
Yes, yeah. That is a vertical radiator.
Is it?
No.
Next to the mirror.
That?
No. The white thing.
No,
the other way.
Other side.
What's going on?
The other way. The other way. Point that way.
Away from
the
window.
Go. Keep going. There.
What is it?
It's a vertical radiator.
Next to the mirror.
What is the... No, the
other
way.
Side of the mirror.
You're...
No, I'm not.
Oh, hang on. Are we flipped round?
No, so we're going pointing this way. Yeah. Go this way.
You're reversed.
Right, well, follow. I've worked it out now. So go this way. No, right, go that way. That way. Keep going. Yeah, the thing. Look at the mirror and the white vertical thing to the side of the mirror. The other side. There.
Yes.
That's a radiator.
Thank you very much. Right, now back to my original question.
What
is
next
the black thing next to the radiator? The other side! Jesus! This is like playing Nightmare.
There.
What is that black?
Right, okay, on the kitchen worktop. Next to the red thing.
In between the red thing and the radiator.
A fan. Is it a fan?
Flipping heck, man. Has he muted himself?
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't muted my bloody self.
Unlucky.
There.
That. Next to it.
Next to the steamer, whatever that is.
No, I think it is the steamer. That thing you're touching that you won't show us now.
Huh?
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret.
You sod.
Cutting him off. Jesus.
I like him so much.
I don't. Can we ban Max?
He had a snazzy pad.
That was a snazzy pad. How could you not know or didn't? Why would you deny
that you had a radiator?
You had a radiator when we can all see it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
don't put your phone number in the chat. The best thing to do is to give us a call. And if we miss it, we'll give you a call back. But we're going to work. I want to make a trendy video whereby you we cut out all of the silences. So I want to import media, and that should now be on the desktop. Here we go. Okay. There we go. You want it? You would think that there would be like a really good program that would just do this. You know what I'm saying? So if you call, we're all set to take your call. So you can call 0203 286 6370. Screen two. So we want to put this here. Right. Do you want to set your project video settings? Yeah, sure, whatever. And then if we zoom in, this is going to be exciting. So we're going to make a trendy YouTube video. And the way to do it is you've got to cut out all of the silences. Right? That's what you do. And so you do these things. So this is going to be so slick. And you can also call us while we're doing this. I mean, this is... we've got more from Little'un as well. So I want to split there and there. Oh, this is going to be great, Catherine.
You got it.
Yes, man. We're going to be like prison, the prison man.
I don't know what that means.
You know, the prison man who's... has he really got agoraphobia? Prison man. There we go. This is it. This is it. Oh, there's loads here. Well, no, I don't use that milk. That milk's 2 days out of date. Use the almond milk.
Oh, mate, I've already used it.
Well, you can have that one.
It'll probably be fine.
Wait, it's 2 days out of date. 800 people watching a bloke edit. This is great, isn't it? The number isn't working. You're dialing it wrong. 0203 286 6370. The number works. So we want to... I think this is going to be our greatest work yet.
Is it going to be a triumph?
Well, I don't see how it can't be. Then what is
coffee,
that?
Coffee. Don't. Yeah.
Oh, God, there's loads to do. Oh, have I, what? What is this?
That's old, isn't it?
No, that's not. What do you mean that's old? That's old news.
There we go.
It can't be as easy as this. And we're going to be like Raimondo.
Brad Mondo. Who's Raimondo?
We shouldn't have filmed so much. So I'm basically just splitting.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm where the silence is. And then we're going to delete all of the
Lucretia,
silence.
What's with you tonight? You're a little bit cheeky. Careful.
Yeah, what's going on, Lucretia? I'm old. I mean, I'm 47.
Yeah, but it's just...
It's
been a little bit of a snipping tonight.
So just watch it. Just watch it.
It's all right. It's been noted.
It's been noted. We are going to be the new Zoella. Let's phone Gatters.
You know, Zoella, I don't think she's... Hi, this is Gary,
Red Rock.
But she does, like, an advent calendar and stuff.
What do you mean?
She's got... And there's, like, the Zoella collection on Etsy.
Yeah.
You know, she's being used to, yeah, package stuff. No, it's not her merch. It's her lifestyle choices.
Right.
Like, oh, I love these candles.
Right. Oh, no, but we can do that. We could link... There is a way, I think I'm right, of saying... Because I bought a new mouse. And it's an £8 mouse. And we could link to the mouse in the thing and we would get, like, a percentage of it from Amazon.
Is that right? I thought you had to have an arrangement.
No. That stuff. No. With Amazon, no.
Well, she's not with Amazon. This is Etsy.
Okay, well, you can do it with Etsy as well. Right, so we're going to delete. This is what I think... I think we're here. So we want now we do is we delete these silences. Delete. This is going to be absolutely epic. I don't see how this can fail, Catherine.
Well, let's see.
Well, we will. Oh, we will. We're going to be so on point.
Jump cuts. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Go on, girl. It's good, this camera, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. 800 people watching. Oh. I don't want that one. You're watching art being made.
It's poetry in motion, mate. That's what this is.
It's quite boring, actually.
Right.
I think I might have done crossfades.
If you overlap a bit, yeah.
Oh. I don't want to overlap, do I? No. Nearly there, guys. Only about another...
hour.
Quite a bit to go, actually.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right, so we're going to drag these along. What we should have done is we should have filmed us doing this and then cut out the silences of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow's thing. This is Vegas Pro. I'm using Vegas Pro. I paid for it, but, you know... sometimes you gotta spend the cash to get the professional results. Here we go. Oh, I cannot wait to see this. But you know what? I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna play it early, because I want to see the finish. There's a big old chunk there. Get in there, boy. I want to see the finish. Thank you for the cough.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think I've sorted out what the thing was, but be prepared for it not to be. Here we go. Here we go. This is going to be so freaking awesome. Goodbye.
Hello.
What was that song? Do you remember that song? Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Joe. Hello, Joanne.
No.
Oh, I think it was Cliff Richard.
Gosh.
Goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Goodbye, Joe. Hello, Joanne. I think it's about... well, gosh, the men's names go into women's names. I guess it's a very early trans anthem. Oh, Jesus!
A tranthem. Well, he was in many ways before his time, wasn't he, Clifford?
And yet so significantly after it.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
He's still in that time.
Oh, come on. We're there. And then here we go. We're nearly there.
Are we though?
This is gonna work first time, and you're gonna go shit.
Well, they will say that, yeah, guaranteed.
Okay. No, I mean, I'll go. This is brilliant. This is it. You're watching a master at work. Then actually, I don't think I can drag all of those at once. Can I? Can I? No, I can't. All right, nearly there, guys.
Right. Get ready. Brace yourselves.
And we're gonna think, why did we ever bother with spaces?
Or professionals, professional editors.
You ready?
Go on.
Oh, come here.
So we recorded about a minute's worth and we've got it down to 22
seconds.
Here
we go. Let's do this. Jeff is in the room. Jeff is watching. Jeff is a professional. Please right click in the gap and ripple delete. It'll close the gaps. No. No. No, mate. Not going to do that. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Lee from The Late Night Alternative, and you are watching a trailer, and I will cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is making a trailer so you know what's coming up on the show.
Christmas may have happened by the time we put this up, so let's forget that.
How can we forget Christmas? When? What? When was Christmas? Huh?
that's not enough. I think that was a bit shit.
I think we've just worked out YouTube.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. We did it.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Lee from The Late Night Alternative, and you are watching a trailer, and I will cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is making a trailer so you know what's coming up on the show.
Christmas may have happened by the time we put this up, so this let's forget
that.
How can
YouTube?
We forget Christmas? When?
It's like watching
what?
YouTube
when was
on
Christmas?
Your computer.
Huh?
That's not enough. I think that was a bit shit.
It's like this is like being in YouTube.
Yeah.
Right, so now we're going to render that and we're going to go viral.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a Coke conversation at 4 in the morning. Yeah. Yeah, it quite possibly is. So we're going to render as Oh, because I've changed all the settings, haven't I? Which one do I want? I don't want that. Oh, I've changed all the settings because I had to reinstall it. I don't want that. I want that. There we go. 1280, 720, and we're going to call that...
YouTube.
Yeah. Delete. YouTube. We're going to save that in my D. I'm going to put that in my D.
Wow.
That's a hard D. Oh, God. I'm going to put that in TLNA video. Oh, no, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. No, there's nothing there. I paid for those programs that you... I paid for those television programs that you can see there. Nothing. Nothing that shouldn't be there. Save. There we go. Render. Done. Hey, Sinjin. We were saying good things to you today, to someone quite low down the Twitch food chain.
Yeah.
So it won't have any effect.
So Bezos will be hearing about you in about 3 years.
That was great. We did it.
Yeah. Turns out it's easy.
Turns out it's easy being like a Justin Bieber or anything like that. Render as a QuickTime movie. I'm not going to render it as a QuickTime movie. Right, now what we do is we come here, and we're going to open...
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Lee from The Late Night Alternative, and you are watching a trailer, and I will cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is...
It's the eyebrows. That's my favourite bit, is your eyebrows. Up, up, down.
We'll cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is...
We'll cut out all of the gaps.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan. See, what we're doing is making a trailer, so you know what's coming up on the show.
Christmas may have happened by the time we put this up, so let's forget that.
How can we forget Christmas? When? What? When was Christmas? Huh?
Why is it so funny?
That's long enough. I think that was a bit shit.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
When? What? Why? Why is that so funny? That took us, in total, 8 minutes.
Those guys on YouTube are taking the piss.
Why is that so funny? When? Honestly, you say when, what, why again. I don't know why it's so funny, because it's not anything.
Yeah, that.
How can we forget Christmas? When? What? When was Christmas?
Of course, what we can do... Would you indulge me? Would you indulge me?
What? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to make it really funny. Here we go. Just going to move it around a bit.
Oh, God.
Just going to... mush it up. This is fun, man. This is fun. I can have you. I'll put you. I want you in there.
I've got my... I have to space out first.
This is fun. This is what life should be about, you know? Making stupid videos. Do you know partly why I'm doing this is because my 10-year-old is a better editor than me. He makes these incredible Fortnite montages. And you look at it and go, Jesus, what? How did you do that? I just worked it out. What? You did what?
You watch it and go, when? What? What? Why? How?
Right, here we go.
Okay.
Boom. This is silly. Boom. 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 Tell me how many people we got watching this, because this has got to be close to 1,000.
I don't know.
If there's not 1,000 watching this, then this is like a masterclass, basically.
What we got? What are we looking at here? Wow, yeah, nearly 1,996.
Ah, you Muppets! Why are you watching this? There's people actually do it. No, we're making
because
stuff.
Because we're showing you how to crack YouTube. This is how you do it.
You know we've won awards and shit, right?
Yeah.
So
now it's up to 1,024.
Welcome. I'm using Vegas Pro, Pete, which you pay for. And I paid for this. But I did a lot of research on what was kind of the most user-friendly and the most effective. And Vegas Pro was the one.
Jeff says, I spend a year teaching this to people. And now I'm just going to show them this.
Because Jeff Fanny's about for ages, and I've just done it.
Well,
bollocks. Jeff, is there a way I can just slide everything up? No, probably not. You wouldn't know.
Well,
he wouldn't know. I've worked with him. I've worked with him. He's, you know. Right, here we go. This is going to blow your mind. This is going to blow your mind.
Sinjin says, highlight it.
Doesn't work, mate. I've just tried that earlier, Singe. But that's okay. We're having fun.
Singe.
We're going to do the sponsors in a minute. Andrea's cleaning the oven. This is great.
Is that a euphemism?
I hope not.
Right click in the gap, he says.
Right click, right, yeah.
And then it would be...
Right click in the gap, and then what? Oh!
Thanks, Prof.
Jefferson, hi. Here we go. Right, now let's watch this.
Hello, everybody. It's Ian Lee, and you are watching a trailer, and I will cut out all of the gap.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan.
Alternative from the late night Christmas.
On the show.
This may have happened by the time we put this up, so let's forget that.
When was Christmas? What? Huh?
That's not enough.
How can we forget Christmas? See, what we're doing is making a trailer, so you know what's coming up.
That's better. That's actually better. That is actually better. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's Ian Lee, and you are watching a trailer, and I will cut out all of the gap.
That's the plan. Definitely the plan.
Alternative from the late night Christmas.
On the show.
This may have happened by the time we put this up, so let's forget that.
When was Christmas? What? Huh?
That's not enough. Boil. I think that's a bit shit.
How can we forget Christmas? See, what we're doing is making a trailer, so you know what's coming up.
Right. This is awesome, right? I'm tempted to release the stems. I'm tempted to release the stems and let you make your own things. I'm tempted to release the stems. We're going to render that as YouTube 2, because that's the one we're actually going to use.
Penge Dragon says, can you withdraw a subscription?
You cheeky git.
This is media studies course, this.
Yeah,
you
actually.
You should be paying.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, is I am going, how would I share those stems? Could I share those stems? I mean, I know stems isn't the right word.
I don't even know what you mean.
Like, the stems are like all the basic tracks for a song.
Right.
If I, can I copy? No. No, it wouldn't let me. No, wouldn't.
Zero Entity suggesting a Google Drive?
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't know how to... What I don't know is how to extract these.
Export as?
I don't know how
Project, to... Project, wouldn't it?
Extract these. I want to extract these little nuggets of gold. I want to extract these nuggets of gold... And gift them to you. I want to gift them to you and allow you to create whatever it is you decide to create. That's what I want to do.
Well, when we find out how it's going to happen.
But you'd have... I don't know how to do it. Well, I could do it, but it would take ages. So that is that. I wanted to play you a song.
Yeah.
Oh! I tell you exactly what I want to play you. I won't play all of it because of copyright and stuff. That was fun. That was actually quite good fun. We got a good video out of that.
Were we going to do the sponsors?
We'll do them in a minute. This is more important now, actually. This is more important. This is more important because this is not just friend of the show. This is a friend of ours doing something very, very cool. Very cool. It's this. Watch this.
Oh!
It's Imani on the violin, look!
You can pretend to be all sensible.
Yeah, we know the truth, Coppola. Coppola. I want to get a tiny hat.
You got enough hats?
No.
You've got a helmet, you've got a cap.
This is Chris, this is our friend Imani. Classically trained violinist, isn't it? And professional dickhead.
She is. Was that I like Cindy's jacket.
Yeah. She's cool. Cindy Lauper, you know, look.
With a suit.
She's man spreading. Here we go, look.
She needs a wide bass for her instrument, that's why.
We've been in her apartment, not Cyndi Lauper's, Imani's. I'm going to probably get in trouble for that. But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Sometimes you go, sometimes in rock and roll, you got to take risks. And we just took a risk. We'll have to face the consequences.
Yeah.
Won't we? Mm. But if we do, I'm getting this guy. I've lost his logo.
Okay.
Richard, I've
it
lost
looks
your
like
logo.
His logo is I'm so effing bored.
Marnie did that painting as well. Talk to me about Richard Gregorian and Catherine the Boyles.
Oh, there he is. If you're getting divorced, he can't make it fun, but he can make it less dramatic. They try and smooth things out so that you're still talking to each other by the end, and hopefully you can move forward without all that kind of animosity and shit. So, glaw.co.uk, they're the people to speak to if you are in that situation. It's an unenviable one, but it needn't be the end of the road. It could be the start of a new one.
It's lousy getting divorced, but it's all right. At the end, you know, if
when you get through it.
Get through it, it's all right, you've got freedom. Me and my ex-wife were sharing jokes the other, you know, sharing jokes and stuff. And you know, without going into too much detail, we weren't talking for quite a long time. Itchy ear, though.
Yeah, can't help you with that.
She does voodoo on me and put hexes on me. That's, but, you know, that's fine. Poseidon Safety Management, those guys are out on the run. They're looking for fun, and when they see somebody doing a crime, they're gonna buy their time, gonna get them with a doggone juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nick was at... Paul Chowdhury's in the room.
Boom.
Paul Chowdhury, make yourself known. Make yourself known, Chowdhury. Paul Chowdhury, the... Oh, hang on, sorry. I've got to start the song again now, because Chowdhury...
Put you off.
Poseidon Safety Management, they're out there catching crooks. They're busy writing books on how to catch them crooks. Writing books on crooks. Chowdhury ruined it. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer because of these people. Abby Kerr. Oh, it's two bees.
Oh, you got your wish. Shall I leave you two to it?
You got to do the talking.
Oh, really? Why? Hi, I'm Ian Lee, and this is also me, Ian Lee. And together, we're here to tell you about Abbey Care Group. They are specialist addiction recovery clinics based in Glasgow and indeed Gloucester. It's not near my house, I hear you cry. Good! Get away from those guys! Get away from the drugs! Get away from the whatever it is that you've been doing. It's very naughty. You know you don't need to do it anymore, and these guys will help you pack it in. Abbey Care. Oh, mention this advert, 25% off.
Paul Chowdhury is in the chat, right? Comedian. Oh, by the way, if you were a VIP, you're not anymore.
Got rid of them.
There were too many. But also it means that I can get people like Paul Chowdhury.
Yeah.
And I can make him a VIP.
Well, you swung the axe.
Yeah.
Make room for Chowdhury.
I had a huge axe swinging party.
I heard that rumour.
And I got rid of all the VIPs. Too many VIPs. Too many VIPs. And I thought, who are these jokers? Who are these pieces of trash? So I got rid of them. So, Paul Chowdhury.
It's pointless, isn't it? I've got that around the front.
Careful with that, please. Thank you. He's a comedian. My wife said she'd like to exchange her VIP to you, Cyndi. I don't think she's got that. I don't think she has that power anymore, buddy. I don't think she has that. I think if we check your wife, she ain't a VIP. Paul Chowdhury's a comedian who apparently I've met several times.
Oh.
Didn't remember it. Don't remember it. Don't remember anything about my life. But I did a podcast with him, which I guess is coming out under the Radio X brand.
Yeah.
And I do remember meeting him on Loose Ends after he reminded me, and I went and meditated on it for a long time. He's a funny guy. He's only a year younger than me. Hair and beard suspiciously dark, but that's fine. But nice. Funny. When the podcast comes out, I suggest you go and listen to it. And now for my down. Now for the downside of it. In the podcast, he said, I want to be your friend.
Ooh.
We talked about being friends.
Yep.
I asked the producer to pass my details on to Mr. Chowdhury.
He rejected them.
I don't know. I don't know, because I haven't heard anything.
From your friend?
Haven't heard anything. Yes. From the man that claimed he wanted to be my friend.
That's very disappointing.
Very, very poor.
You must be hurt.
I think it's racist.
What?
So, not going to ban him. Not going to ban him. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. You can
do it
Skype.
Right now, please.
First of all, Gatford says to Jimbo, does this mean Gemma is no longer a VIP? Well, shame on you. Bastard never gave you the details. Paul, I sent him an email. I said, pass all my number and my email on to Paul.
Someone. Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. First of all, Gatford, Jimbo's wife is called Jenna. Second of all, Gatford, she's one of the few VIPs I kept. So
chew on that.
Yeah, thank you. So chew on that. Paul, I gave him the details. I will not give out my... I will not give out my private, public, private, personal phone number in this forum for obvious reasons.
Pivots.
For obvious reasons. Yeah. Katie says, I was going to be a VIP on the guest list for a show until the corona struck. No, you weren't. You were going to be on the guest list. You were not going to be a VIP. Here's the thing. I'm never doing a live show ever again.
Although,
done.
You say
I'm
that.
Done. Well, except we're going to do two live shows again. We have offered... two venues that are really, really good to us. Two North Down in London, King's Cross, where we... Paul's welcome to call. 0203 286 6370 or Skype TLNA. Two North Down where we did the Rabbit Hole Film Club.
Yeah.
Film nights. And the Rondo in Bath that was just the best. It's such a lovely venue. That.
Yeah.
It was great.
And they're always really kind to us.
So kind to us. And we sold the Rondo out. So... I got in touch with them. I gave some money to, because all these venues are struggling because they got nothing to put on. So I gave some money. I bought a brick for me and Catherine basically at 2 North Down, and then I've said to 2 North Down and Rondo, me and Catherine will come and do a show for you if you want for free. We won't take a penny. We'll pay for our own petrol and our own food, but we'll come and do a show for free. And any tickets you make, any bar you make, that's yours.
Yeah.
And this is after I had sworn off doing live shows again because I don't really enjoy them. Don't make much money from it. And we don't really enjoy, I don't really enjoy them. So we're going to do, although Rondo's not got back, so I'm hoping the Rondo's okay, actually. But 2 North Down, at some point next year, we're going to do a show where we're not going to get paid, and we'll hope you come. I don't know what it'll be. It won't be a movie club.
No, it won't be. It'll maybe we'll do this.
We might do this. You know. You know. Yes, Gattington.
Yes, hello there. I just wanted to offer my sincere congratulations to Ian. I don't know. I'm sure this has made the public domain, but according to a message I got earlier, you and Laura Whitmore have got married.
Say what now?
Yeah, the message that I got just said Laura Whitmore gets married in secret to Ian. I didn't bother scrolling down because obviously I assume it's you. I-A-I-N. So congratulations. She's
Thank
a lovely
you.
Girl. I'm sure you'd be very, very, very happy.
Thank you very much indeed. What now?
Her boyfriend Ian Sterling's going to be furious.
There is I may have got so much of this information wrong. But... I think an old golf man or an old driver.
Yes.
Has his
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus's daughter has married someone called
Todger Strunk. Yeah.
Todger Strunk.
I'm guessing his parents couldn't agree between Todd and Roger, and they thought, "Well, why not? Why not just fuse the two together? It's kind of cute." I didn't realise that in this country.
Those crazy Americans, they just keep coming up with stuff, don't they?
Billy says, what was the film you played at Film Club about the filmmaking brothers? Is it available anywhere? They weren't brothers. It was called American Movie, and it is just one of the great joys of life, American Movie. It's a documentary, and it's real. I thought for a long time it was a spoof, but it is real. Really itchy nose, sorry.
Yeah, I just had one as well.
It's really itchy nose. Sorry. It's a real documentary, American Movie. No, it is one of the gifts of life.
They're not Doesn't having an itchy nose mean someone's talking about you?
No, that's burning ears. My mum always said that having an itchy nose, it means you're going to get a surprise. Oh. I'm going for a COVID test tomorrow.
Well, there's a prize at the end of that.
And do you know where I'm having the test done?
In your nose?
Well done. I set it up for him and he went for it. You can get it on DVD, Hazy, probably for pennies now. I'm getting it done at Heathrow Airport.
Wow. Are you going to take an international... Are you doing it in this country?
No. I wanted to get a test done because I'm so confident my kids have got it because everyone in their class is flipping got it. And I thought, well, I might as well get a test done because then, can I go and see my sister over Christmas or not? And you can book it to get it done, but you'll pay 120 quid as opposed to wait for a government one. And the place that had the near, they got it in some pharmacies, and the nearest one and the soonest one was Heathrow Airport tomorrow.
Ooh. Well, let us know how you get on, won't you?
No.
Tomorrow's show.
Ems is getting hers done in Windsor Coach Park. That's where I had my first COVID test. I lost my COVID virginity there. It is so freaking weird.
I thought you were going to say kiss then and not COVID test. I thought you were going to say you had your first kiss in Windsor Coach Park.
First kiss.
We know where that happened. He's going on about it.
First kiss was on the steps of the Brunel bus station in Slough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Magic times. I've got one Christmas card left that I've got no one to send it to. Any suggestions?
Shove it up your ass.
Do I need a stamp for that?
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. This looks quite good on me, actually, doesn't it? I got it to make it to look silly, but actually, I look cool. I look like a cool guy. Should we have another one? So, explain what we're doing with Tuesday Club.
Tuesday Club. We try to enhance your
life.
In some way.
Lots of people watching.
So we'll talk about art, or we'll talk to someone who is doing something more spiritual. You know, we did yoga one week, didn't we? And this time around, we thought we would go to one of the great sages of our time to help out with some of our more earthly dilemmas. And that great sage is my 9-year-old, and she is a weirdo.
So this is a question about Craigie's cat.
Yeah. So hang on, wait.
Oh, have you not got
this
the question?
From an email.
Oh, I thought that was in there. Sorry, is go it? On. No, so read the question out. Here we go.
Long time fan. Great. I was wondering if Catherine's little one could help and advise me of the best way to overcome procrastination. I find working from home has meant I become very easy to distract. For example, one of the cats might pop in their head to say hello, and I'll end up playing with them for half an hour instead of getting on with what's probably time sensitive, you know, actual work I get paid to do. So I asked her what she would do.
Feed it, lock it upstairs. Then at your lunch break, let it come in, feed it, lock it upstairs. And then when you're done, unlock it from upstairs.
That doesn't seem very fair to the cat, though, does it?
Well, it's not my fault he got a cat.
True.
But you put the cats in the kitchen with their food and then entertainment. And then that's not cruel. And then they get to eat and they have entertainment and it'll be fun.
Okay.
We love kitties.
We do love kitties. Let's see what else we've got.
Stop.
Oh.
I've not trimmed it right. So that's the end of that
one. Okay, right. Okay.
Basically, rather than working on your self-control, she suggested just lock up the distractions.
Okay, fair enough. And by the way, if you submit a question for this, you have to act legally binding. You have to
act on it, yeah.
Follow the advice. 0203 286 6370. Even when we're talking, you can still call us. And if I see a call, I'll answer it. If I don't, I'll ring you back when I can. Someone mentioned Alan Bezick getting a bollocking last night.
Oh,
well, we heard, because after the show, Kath sticks around. We go in the kitchen. We stick in the raid for a bit. And then we go and...
Listen to Bezick
in the kitchen over a cup of tea. Maybe a cheese sandwich or something. And we heard the first call. Now, I don't know the timings of these. So I will struggle to find it, but find it I will. So we heard a guy phoning up Giovanni. Did you hear Giovanni?
Giovanni
phoned back later.
Oh, did he?
So let's hear the first call. Right, if I can find... If anyone knows these timings, then thank you.
How could I forget Giovanni?
I think Giovanni was quite early on, so I'm going to say about... Oh, I've got to sign into the BBC. Okay. So I reckon it's about... here.
I can't produce my room
because of that is your
next bit. Joy of Painting.
He's talking about Mike Dickin. The 20 minutes from the end is the second one. That, okay,
isn't it? I was wondering
bear with
matter.
Me.
Based on it,
I'm not. He's not mad, and he talks like this. You tell me. 0800 218 2255. Here's Nat King Cole. But all these blokes there, he says, which we just did.
I'm not going to go into any major detail, but mine was his early example of
appeal, but don't bother because you won't win. The judge for.
In those days, that was.
The years. Time to do so.
Two.
Yeah, I mean, that is a...
Bear with.
Understand that. Details of their childhood.
A boring man.
For that.
Yeah.
Attract.
Woman cried, which was nice. In this occupation. Speed anyway. They're going to rob banks anyway. They're going to... up the rules and regulations.
All right, Tom.
Okay.
Hi, Alan.
Most of the population. But Mike, I'm confused, Mike. You see, Mike, you're saying... But, Mike, you seem to be suggesting, first of all, you're saying it shouldn't affect...
...comment that you made last week, you didn't know...
Here we go, this is the first call.
...tier three will be sucked into the vortex.
I don't... ...bizarre, because...
I may be leaving.
What would you like to talk about, Giovanni?
Giovanni, there we go.
Well, I'm just, what I mainly phoned for was a comment that you made last week. You didn't know.
Thank you, Geeky.
Mr. Dickin died of one, you know, the.
Mike Dickin's talking about.
Well, you won't know him, so. Could you perhaps say you still don't know him, do you not? Mr. Dickin?
Mr. Dickin?
I do not.
You don't know him? No. No, you'll stick to that, won't you?
Well, I will until I get to know him, but if he's dead, I probably shan't bother getting to know him. Who was he? What is the importance?
Yeah, well, I was expecting a clever thing like that, but I spoke to
about... hardly clever.
Am I talking or are you talking?
Ooh. Well, at that second you asked the question, you were. Right now I am. Now I've shut up so you can.
Right, thank you. As long as we've got that straight... Because you don't
need
to do that, you know.
Do you want to tell me about Mr. Dickin, or do you want to blather on about the way I do it?
You've done it again now.
Got a call coming in. We'll go to that. I love it.
Is it Giovanni?
Hello, Giovanni. Oh, they've gone. All right, carry on.
It wasn't Giovanni.
I know, and I'm going to keep doing it until you get on with your bloody point. What is your point, Giovanni?
Oh, I've got you swearing, so that's a start.
Okay.
Yeah,
Giovanni, shut up. Good night. I'll do Mike.
What is brilliant about Bezic is he'll be up there, and then the next call, I'll do Cat. Go straight back down. We heard that, and then you went, and then about an hour later, we get this.
We'll turn it off, please.
This is him. Gone straight to him.
John, welcome.
University of Manchester.
Well, let us not wish him to death. Let us give him a fair one. Good morning, Katie. Thank you very much indeed. 0800 218 2255 if you want to join us. There's a bit of time. There's about 20 minutes if you want to get involved.
Thank you for reminding me.
And if you do, that's great. You'll be more than welcome. I'll do John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
His radio.
Hello, I won't be. I hope you won't be as abrupt as you was the last time
John to get on.
When you spoke to me. Mm-hmm. I was Giovanni then. When you said Giovanni,
right. Let me. Giovanni, John, I need to stop you. You've got your radio on in the background, John. You need to turn it off.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Because I've gone to
bed.
There
we go. Now, what do you want to say?
I'd gone to bed. The gentleman there was courteous enough to ring me back.
Well, okay, so what is it you want to say?
If you give me a chance, I'll tell you. You might not remember.
You've got... John, you've still got your radio on.
Just shut it, pal. Yes, I have, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll turn it off, please.
It's off now.
Excellent.
They're both furious. It's great.
What would you like to talk about?
It is off now. You've acknowledged that, have you? Thank you. Oh, that's something. Anyway, never mind.
I flipping hate callers like this. I hate them. But they're so entertaining.
Windmill
to
in the fists.
To. Yeah.
I started off by telling you that you talking to somebody on the radio and they asked about Mike Dickon.
Obsessed.
And you said, never heard of him. You're going to deny that, are you?
No, I'm not going to deny it.
No.
That's all I said. That's all I said.
That's what you said. So you still don't know him, do you not?
No.
He actually doesn't know who he is. And this bloke is offended by that. Isn't that insane?
You don't know him. You've never heard of him.
Well,
oh, by the way, he'd called in a week before to talk about Mike Dickon.
Yeah.
Right.
And he still hadn't heard of him then.
Yeah.
He's heard of him because Giovanni's...
He's furious that Alan Bezick doesn't know Mike Dickon.
Well, yes, I heard of him previously, as you just quoted, but before that, no, and still don't know who it is, or was.
Oh. Well, that's amazing, because I live in Blackburn, as you know, and
I don't know, but I'm grateful to find out.
Don't be clever, Alan, there's no need to be like that.
I can't help it, it's in my nature.
Like that with me. I'm the same as you, I'm the same, but... You must agree, we pick things up like that. When you're being clever, you're coming out with little comments.
What do you want to say, John? Because I'm bored already. What do you want to say?
Are you talking to me?
Me. Good night. Good night. Just told you he was talking. Me. Good night. If you want to come on and tell me about Mike Dickon, please do so. If you want to come on and play games, don't bother. 0800 218 2255. I've just looked up Mike Dickon. His name was Robert Michael Dickon. He was an English radio DJ, best known... Oh, there you go. As the late-night host on the radio station Talk Sport. He used to present the 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot at weekends on Talk Radio UK in 1995 to 2001. He returned filling
Thank
in for James
host,
Whale during Whale's battle with kidney cancer. And he died in 2006... in Bodmin. So now we all know who he was, and I now know. But we'll almost certainly forget again, because I really don't pay much attention to other people.
You'll be reminded at some point.
Yes.
In this silly business.
Really?
So, John, let's start again. Tell me about Mike Dickon, and I'll shut up.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't know Mike Dickon.
Is he just getting paid every time he says Dickon? Dickon.
Catherine, you love Mike Dickon.
Still saying you don't know him. You haven't heard of him.
Well, I heard of him, you tell me, last time we spoke. I heard of him earlier this evening. I've just looked him up, so I now know some details about him. Very superficial. That's the end of it, of my knowledge.
Oh, it's the end of it for you, yes. Yeah, that's okay then. But what about the other people that know about him?
Well, they know about him.
Well, I don't have a view about the other people. So what do you want to say about him?
Well, he's a relation of mine. He was a relation of mine, and he's one of the best known... I won't say any more, because anybody listening will know that you're very ignorant. Okay. You're just showing
well, I
your
don't
ignorance.
Mind being ignorant. Well, I show it all the time, John.
You're just showing your ignorance, like you do normally, Alan. You always have done. Even when you were at Citizens Advice Bureau, you're ignorant. You're an ignorant
Did you used
person.
To ring up and ask about Mike Dickon
You
there?
Can't help it. And you call people fools. You call three people, to my knowledge, fools. And in my language... In my understanding, my father used to say, anybody calls his brethren a fool is in danger of health care. And I hope you'll just have a little bit of a... In between your computerising...
You're computerising?
Just have a look at yourself. you've gone to Wales, you haven't gone far enough. Why don't you go farther than Wales?
God, this is like live Twitter, isn't it? Like when you get a really thick troll.
This is like one of the callers to us, though, as well, on
yeah,
the radio.
Yeah, it is.
This is what our radio show usually like.
Or when we get an angry email afterwards. Yeah, and yeah. By the way, yeah. You and your glasses and your headband, why don't you wear it again?
Have you finished?
No, I'll cut you up anyway. That's something, isn't it?
Well, I'm just...
He's won.
You must make your own judgment. I'm just listening while you drone on.
You're flabbergasted. That's the word, isn't it? You're flabbergasted.
Yeah, my gust is... Yeah, that's
and
exactly the word.
I won't ask you whether you can spell it, because you could do. You're so clever, you'd be able to spell it back.
You can spell?
Even. You're so clever. But I'll tell you what...
How is "you can spell, you're so clever" an insult? And yet it
you're
is.
Saying you can spell it backwards, you're so clever.
Oh, you shit.
Pride becomes before a fall. And I'll tell you what, there's plenty of big spuds. Rotten. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Or au revoir. No doubt you'll come on and ask me if I know Mike Dickon. I'll make a note just in case. 0800...
I love a good goodbye.
It is.
But it's ruined now because we haven't got telephones you can slam down.
Yeah, it is. It is so beautifully done.
Where was it? What was the potato bit about?
Well, there's a lot of
spuds,
big potatoes that are rotten. So he's calling him Billy Big Potatoes, or
okay,
is it Johnny Big Potatoes?
I think he fancies him.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.